Saanich's St. Margaret's School welcomed a world-class athlete to campus Monday, April 7. Olympian Paige Crozon led a special basketball clinic for female students in grades 5 through 8 as part of Crozon's Half-Court Hoops program, an initiative designed to inspire youth through sport and leadership. Over 2 hours, Crozon led back-to-back on-court sessions, offering technical instruction and sharing personal insights from her professional journey. The journey to the Olympics was filled with challenges, injuries, self-doubt, moments of disappointment, and navigating the high-performance sporting system as a single mom, she said. But I learned that adversity is part of the process. I leaned into my support system, kept my why close, and stayed grounded in the belief that resilience is built in the hard moments. Every setback taught me something and added to the strength I needed to keep going. Sarah Blair, head of school at St. Margaret's, said the clinic gave students a powerful opportunity to be inspired. When girls see what's possible, they gain the confidence to reach higher, work harder, and strive for excellence, Blair said. Welcoming Paige to our campus reflects our commitment to creating opportunities for students to learn from those who embody courage and determination. Since joining the national team in 2019, Crozon has played a key role in Canada's success in 3x3 basketball. Her highlights include back-to-back FIBA 3x3 Women's Series titles in 2022 and 2023, a silver medal at the 2022 World Cup, and helping Canada qualify for the Paris 2024 Olympics. During her visit, Crozon shared 5 specialized 3x3 basketball lesson plans with SMS staff to support physical education delivery. These resources are part of the broader Half-Court Hoops initiative, which prioritizes outreach to 20 to 30 schools in economically disadvantaged, rural, and Indigenous Canadian communities. Getting girls involved in sport at this age is critical. It's when confidence is built, friendships are formed, and passion is sparked, Crozon said. If we can create positive experiences now, we're more likely to see girls stay involved in sport for life. Growing up in a small rural community in Saskatchewan, a visit like this would have meant the world to me. Seeing a female athlete doing what they dreamt helped me believe it was possible for me, too. Along with her stop in Saanich, Crozon is visiting Sayout First Nation, Ahouzat First Nation, Tlaokaht First Nation, Hitaku First Nation, Alert Bay, and Bella Bella. She emphasized that running the camps is deeply personal, and the impact she sees sports making is what continues to motivate her. Sport has given me so much opportunity, community, confidence, it's important for me to pay it forward, she said. Seeing girls light up on the court, challenge themselves, and walk away a little taller and more confident, that's what fuels me. It's about creating spaces where girls feel seen, strong, and inspired.